Now, one of the biggest shocks in football World Cup history has happened on day three of Qatar 2022. Lionel Messi's Argentina have been beaten 2-1 by Saudi Arabia in their opening game. Saudi are the second lowest ranked side in the tournament. Argentina were one of the pre-tournament favourites. They've been stunned by their first defeat in 37 games. Gemma Nash joins us now from Lusail Stadium. So, Gemma, take us through the unexpected twists, the unexpected turns that made this something of a World Cup historical game.
Well, Tommy, I actually can't believe what I've just seen. I'm just barely catching my breath after that. It was really incredible. None of us, I don't think, expected this. The first half, well, Argentina will be kicking themselves, really, that they didn't put the game to bed. Just 10 minutes in, Lionel Messi, the man we were all talking about pre-tournament, his last World Cup, obviously, he was the man in focus, understandably. He slotted home a penalty after 10 minutes. All that expectation on his shoulder, coolly placed it, no problem. We're thinking, OK, just a formality now, and he scored again. That was ruled offside, and then Lautaro Martinez scored a couple as well, also ruled offside, and Saudi Arabia, well, they didn't create anything in the first half. I could not see where a goal was going to come from. They would have just been delighted to get into the break, just the one goal down. But whatever their coach, Hervé Renard, said at halftime, well, it certainly worked. They came out in the second half, well, firing. It was unbelievable. They scored two early goals, and they were absolute crackers as well. And then from then on, they just battened down the hatches and they kept Argentina out. And it was a resilient, dogged performance. It was a heroic performance. The fans, the Saudi Arabia fans, were brilliant. They were really spurring their team on. They were here in their numbers, obviously, just a short trip across the border. Like I said at the start of this live, I can't actually believe what I saw. We just didn't expect this. Saudi Arabia, as you previously mentioned, the second lowest ranked side in this competition, up against Argentina, ranked third in the world, one of the pre-tournament favourites. Yes, certainly go down as one of the biggest shocks in World Cup history, without a shadow of a doubt.
Just underlining that this is going to be a game to watch everything very carefully, right? Now, let's continue this, though. Gemma was talking about her reaction there, and Saudi fans, well, their reaction, as you might expect, celebrating shock victory at Souq Waqif in the heart of Doha. But they say they're not surprised by the result.
I'm so happy.
I'm so happy.
We expect that. It's normal for our national team. Yes. No surprise at all. That's in our international team.
We trust
our international team, and that's normal. I know the world didn't expect that, but for us, it's normal.
And I will say, Argentina, bye-bye. Messi, ciao, ciao.
Yeah, Messi, ciao, ciao.
Natasha Ghanem is with the fans at Souq Waqif. We can bring her in from there. With the people that you talk to, Natasha, are they at all surprised by this upset win?
They're saying no, and they have a message. All right, guys, what is your message to the Argentinian fans?
Go back one way without back.
Thank you, Saudi team. Thank you. You well done. Thank you, Saudi team.
It's amazing.
So, you also told me earlier that you had a specific message for Argentinian star player Lionel Messi.
That is my special message.
Okay, what is that?
Okay, Mr. Messi, this is your era is finished. Please book a ticket to Buenos Aires. Thank you. Viva Saudi Arabia.
So what do you guys think of this being described as one of the biggest upsets in World Cup history?
For us, it's not an upset. For us, it's a very big party. It's a very big good surprise for us.
We can wait for enjoy. For enjoy, only for enjoy. And inshallah, we will win all matches.
One man.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Saudi Arabia.
Thank you, guys. Have fun. These are the fans, by the way, who actually didn't make it to the stadium. They were telling me that they enjoyed watching it from the Saudi fan zone. The Saudis aren't the only ones, obviously, who have been here in the Souq today sharing their team spirit. The Mexican fans have been out in full force. They are awaiting their match with Poland. The Poles, very small showing, but they were quite loud here in the Souq.
Oh, my gosh, what a buzz. Thanks so much. Natasha Ghanem there at Souq Waqif.